All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Oregon coach Mark Helfrich, and the Ducks are home hosting UCLA on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star one. You have a question from Dan Greenspan, NFL.com.
Good morning, Mark. With the way Byron and Thomas have come on in these last four games without D'Anthony, can we expect to see D'Anthony in more sort of his slash pass-catching role when he comes back?
Hold on a moment.
Hello?
Coach, your line is open.
Hello?
Morning, Mark.
Good morning.
With the way Thomas Tyner and Byron Marshall have come on, can we expect to see D'Anthony more in sort of the pass-catching slash role he played in the first couple of years for you guys?
Well, we'll all have to kind of wait and find out. Wait and find out from a game plan standpoint how everything shakes out. You know, your personnel groups are obviously dictated by what you can do. We've had a lot of receivers step up and play really well on the perimeter. And like you said, I think Byron and Thomas have very bright futures. So we'll fit that all together and see what turns out.
With UCLA, it seems like if you were going to design a defender to handle what you guys do, Anthony Barr would sort of be it. The athleticism he has to walk out on a slot receiver or cover a tight end out of the back or one of the running backs out of the backfield. What are your assessments when you look at him on tape?
Well, he's phenomenal, and the thing is, he's not the only one. I think they play about six guys at linebacker that are like that. You know, they're outstanding guys from the young guy Miles Jack. Obviously, Kendricks, Zumwalt, and Anthony Barr get a lot of the credit. 44 comes in and gives them some huge time, and then they've got a couple different personnel groups that frees up some of their D linemen. But they're outstanding. They are an athletic, physical defense. It's very well coached. They've got a great scheme, and yeah, they're equipped to they're equipped to stop a lot of people.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mark, is there an area of your football team that you don't feel is operating at its best capacity right now? Is there an area that concerns you most?
I think everything. You know, I think in every phase we can get better, starting with me and everything that we do. We're always getting better. We're always going to try to be more efficient in something we're doing well or change something we're not doing that well. I think the earlier season kind of wait and see. From our standpoint, it really wasn't a worry, but I think on the outside, a ton of worries about our linebacker spot and then our depth at tailback. Some of that stuff is shaken out. You can never have too many of either one of those positions because you're going to go through a lot of guys from a durability standpoint, from a special team standpoint. We can do a lot of things better.
A lot of the other coaches who have played you have said how your passing attack is more dangerous and the receivers are more aggressive downfield in terms of receiving. Are those guys still blocking as well as they used to? That used to be kind of a staple of playing receiver
mm-hmm.
for the Ducks offense.
Absolutely. They've done a fantastic job. Last week was one of their best jobs on the perimeter all year, and those guys take a ton of pride in that, and we actually showed a couple of those in the team meeting just to demonstrate. I think that's a big sign of toughness when your wideouts block really well, and it's a sign, again, of just kind of what we want around here, you know, an unselfish just culture, and those guys contribute to that in a big way.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Zach Ellis, Sports Illustrated.
Coach, as far as Marcus is concerned, I mean, obviously he played very well against a tough defense in Washington a couple weeks ago, but what does UCLA present defensively that maybe he hasn't seen yet?
They're just a different defense. They're similar to Washington from a scheme standpoint in that they're very multiple. They're probably a little bit deeper. Just in probably on every level of their defense, they've got a lot of veteran guys up front, but then there's a couple freshmen between like Miles Jack and Vanderdoes and Fitz that are giving them some good downs. But similar, but I think this team overall is playing, you know, playing at an extremely high level compared to everybody. They made Stanford really earn things, a couple turnovers that were big, but they're an outstanding defense.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mark, you mentioned Miles Jack. It seemed like, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, you didn't see a true freshman come into this league and make an impact like he is. What's changed? Or is he just an otherworldly talent?
He is really good. You know, he's a guy that they're moving around a bunch, and he must do a great job, you know, kind of within their scheme, and them doing things for a guy to be able to come in and play this much, this effectively, this early on, and he's just a fast, tough, and all over the map. I was going to say a downhill guy, but he's a physical downhill guy. He can cover. He's just a really good player.
Did you guys get heavily involved recruiting him, or?
I know we had talked about him. I don't remember exactly the level, you know, that it got to be honest with you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Ryan Koch, Orange County Register.
Hey, Coach. What's your assessment of Brett Hundley and what he does well, and how much do you think, you know, it changes what he can do given the musical chairs that UCLA is playing on the offensive line with all the injuries?
Well, he's a really good player, and you know, they'll do a good job of mixing and matching that. They've Coach Mazzoni and you know, Coach Mora have had this happen, I'm sure, in the past of things, you know, things can occur like that, and you just have to adjust on the fly. And Hundley's the type of guy that can work with that, being an athletic guy, being a versatile guy who can run, who can throw, who can make plays, quick game down the field, all the things that they do. You know, again, last week they're in a big game and just had a couple key plays kind of work against them, but he's played really well.
How do you see him comparing to Marcus at all? Are they different? Are they similar? How do you see their comparison?
Well, I'm the wrong guy to ask for that. I'm a huge Marcus Mariota fan. Brett's an outstanding quarterback, and that's probably better left to you guys to compare and contrast.
Thanks, Josh.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance?
There are no questions at this time.
Perfect. Mark, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot for having us. Take care.
Okay. We'll see you.